Nikki Haley repeats amnesty offer for pre-2021 illegal aliens. By Neil Monroe on December 6, 2023. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley repeated on Wednesday her plan to amnesty many working illegal migrants who sneaked in before President Joe Biden opened the borders. Haley was asked in the December 6 Republican candidate debate if she intended to let illegal migrants stay in the country, and she replied, "First of all, what I said is all of the 7 or 8 million illegals that have come under Biden's watch absolutely have to go back. We have to stop the incentive of what's bringing them over here in the first place. I know from my time at the United Nations, the first thing they do, when they arrive, is pick up the phone and said, 'We came over, come on over,' and that's what sends more. You have to go and deport these people so they know it can't happen again." But illegal aliens who arrived before Biden would be allowed to stay if they keep working for employers, she said. "For those that have been here longer than that, we've got to start seeing who is it? How long have they been here? Have they been vetted? Have they paid taxes? Have they been working? And figure out who else is out there." She then quickly changed the subject to cartels and the drug trade. "Look at where fentanyl came from," she said. Haley's amnesty with tests language echoes the poll-tested amnesty language used in the 2013 Gang of Eight amnesty. Haley's answer came in response to a question in the December 6 News Nation GOP debate. "You have pledged to catch and deport all migrants who are here in this country illegally," asked Teliana Johnson of the Washington Free Beacon. "But then you said in Londonderry, New Hampshire, last month that you will not deport those who are working and paying taxes rather than feeding off the system. Which is it?" Breitbart News previously reported on the New Hampshire event. Haley has relied heavily on pro-migration investors for donations, Politico reported in August 2022. Haley's nonprofit policy advocacy group, Stand for America Incorporated, has received major donations from people including New York hedge fund manager Paul Singer, investor Stanley Druckenmiller, and Miriam Adelson and her late husband, casino mogul Sheldon Adelson, the Internal Revenue Service filings reveal. The roster of supporters who gave undisclosed donations in 2019 also includes Suzanne Youngkin, the wife of Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, himself a possible presidential contender, former Pennsylvania Senate candidate and hedge fund executive David McCormick, and Vivek and Lakshmi Garipalli, members of a New Jersey family that has donated large sums to Democrats, but which gave Haley's organization $1 million. The New York Times gushed on November 9. "There are some signs major donors are turning their attention to her." Harlan Crowe, a wealthy real estate developer, hosted a fundraiser for her in October with well-connected real estate and oil and gas donors in attendance. Former Governor Bruce Rauner of Illinois, a top giver to Mr. DeSantis, transferred his allegiance to Ms. Haley after the first debate. Last week, one of former Vice President Mike Pence's top donors, the Arkansas poultry magnate Ron Cameron, said he would back her after Mr. Pence dropped out of the race. The federal government's economic policy of extraction migration has pulled at least 4 million foreign workers into the nation's workplaces during President Joe Biden's first term. The flood of foreign workers, consumers, and renters is urged and welcomed by business groups because it cuts Americans' blue-collar wages and white-collar salaries. It also reduces marketplace pressure to invest in productivity-boosting technology, heartland states, and in overseas markets. And it reduces economic pressure on the federal government to deal with the drug and deaths of despair crises. Biden's easy migration policies are deliberately adding the foreigners' problems to the lengthening list of Americans' problems: homelessness, low wages, a shrinking middle class, slowing innovation, declining blue-collar life expectancy, spreading poverty, the rising death toll from drugs, and the spreading alienation among young people.